Across Texas cattle country, livestock auctions like this one in Amarillo have been unusually busy. As grazing lands dried up, cattlemen like Ashley Nolan have been selling their livestock earlier in the season and at a younger age than normal.
It's been tough. We've sold pretty much all of our herd throughout the summer, little by little, waiting on a rain, and it never came.
45. In fact, just one-fifth the normal amount of rain and snow have fallen this year in the North Texas ranching communities near Lubbock. Rancher Rick Kellison says it's the worst he's ever seen.
I was arrogant enough to say that I had been through some droughts before. I'm over 60. I hadn't.
The drought has forced Kellison to cut his herd nearly in half. As grazing land has dried up, hay prices have shot up to five times their normal price. That has Kellison looking for alternatives. He grabs a couple handfuls of a fuzzy grayish material left over from cotton processing.
So it's gin trash, cotton burrs, some cotton limbs.
But even these normally cheap byproducts used for feed cost 10 or more times as much because the drought has devastated the region's cotton crop too. Kellison has spent more than a decade breeding these cows to produce more meat with less feed. Now, the fruits of his labor are in jeopardy.
When we take this cow herd and I have to liquidate a 5 or 6 year old cow that's in her prime, I've sold my factory.
Kellison says some in his situation are getting out of the business.
If you just look at the numbers and there's no emotions involved, the thing to do is sell out and punt.
But for Kellison, there are emotions involved.
Most of these cows got names. They're what we take care of first.
The cattle mean a lot to him and his family, so he says he is holding on for now.
50,
back at the Amarillo livestock auction, the good news for ranchers is that their cattle are still getting fairly good prices despite the glut on the market. That is helping many cattlemen get through the drought. The bad news for consumers is that the rapidly shrinking beef herd means prices will likely be going up, and that herd will take years to rebuild. But Kellison says that's not all.
The fear I have is it's not over yet, and we don't know when it'll be over.
The La Nina weather pattern that contributed to this year's drought appears to be back for another year. And Texas weather officials say drier than normal weather could last for a decade or more. A drought that has already cost the state's farmers and ranchers more than $5 billion is not through with them yet. Steve Barragona, VOA News, Lockney, Texas.